The Ethereum Foundation will pay 30% of your next smart contract audit. The Ethereum Foundation on April 14th launched a $1 million audit subsidy program that will cover up to 30% of smart contract security audit costs for builders on Ethereum mainnet. The program, part of the foundation's broader $1 trillion security initiative, connects applicants with more than 20 participating audit firms through a marketplace run by Arita. What the subsidy covers. The program is straightforward. Ethereum mainnet teams apply and expert committee reviews and approved projects receive subsidies applied directly to audit services through Arita Market. Builders then submit audit requests, receive quotes from participating providers, and begin work. The 20-plus firms in the program include Certora, BlockSec, QuantStamp, Spearbit, Sherlock, Zelic, Hacken, Cyphron, DDoB, and Nethermind Security. Nethermind and Chainlink Labs are listed as coordinating partners alongside Arita. The foundation has not disclosed per-project caps or hard application deadline, but the 30% subsidy ceiling and $1 million total pool set natural limits. A team facing a $200,000 audit bill, for example, could receive up to $60,000 in subsidy, meaning the pool could support roughly 16 projects at that size before running dry. Why audit costs still block builders? A full smart contract audit from a reputable firm runs anywhere from $50,000 to $500,000, depending on codebase complexity, and wait times at top firms can stretch to months. For early-stage projects, that cost often exceeds their entire development budget. The result is predictable. Teams ship unaudited code, or they use automated scanning tools that catch surface-level bugs but miss logic errors and economic exploits. The bridge attack on Polkadot's Ethereum Bridge DOT tokens earlier this month is a recent example of what happens when contract logic goes unchecked. An attacker minted 1 billion bridged DOT and dumped it. The foundation's own framing is blunt. Security audits are a best practice, yet expensive. Subsidizing 30% does not eliminate the barrier, but it lowers it enough that a $150,000 audit drops to $105,000. Which may be the difference between a team commissioning one and skipping it. The CROPS framework. Alongside the subsidy, the foundation introduced a principles framework called CROPS: censorship resistance, open source, privacy, and security. Projects that align with these principles are the intended beneficiaries of the audit program. This is not a token gating mechanism or a compliance checklist. It is a signal about what the foundation considers worth subsidizing. A closed-source protocol with admin keys and no privacy features would technically still be eligible, but the CROPS language suggests the committee will weight applications toward projects that match the foundation's values. The framework also fits into a broader pattern. The foundation has been more vocal about Ethereum's security posture as the network's stablecoin supply crosses $180 billion, and DeFi protocols carry billions in user deposits. The $1 trillion security initiative is the umbrella for these efforts, and the audit subsidy is its first concrete disbursement. Scale questions. $1 million sounds like a headline number, but it is small relative to the problem. Ethereum hosts thousands of active smart contracts, and the DeFi protocols alone manage over $50 billion in TVL as of April 2026. The subsidy pool could fund audits for perhaps 15 to 30 projects, depending on complexity. That raises the question of whether this is a pilot or a sustained commitment. The foundation holds billions in ETH and stablecoins. If the program produces measurable results, fewer exploits from subsidized projects, faster audit turnaround through Arita's marketplace, scaling to $5 million or $10 million would be a rounding error on the foundation's balance sheet. For now, the practical effect depends on which projects get selected. If the committee prioritizes high TVL protocols or infrastructure, bridges, oracles, lending markets, the $1 million could punch above its weight. If it spreads thin across dozens of small projects, the per-project impact shrinks. What this means for Ethereum users: every unaudited contract is a potential rug pull, exploit, or frozen funds scenario. Users who interact with DeFi through self-custody wallets or Ethereum-based card top-ups are directly exposed to smart contract risk. A lending protocol that feeds into a card's spending balance, for instance, carries audit risk all the way to the point of sale. The subsidy does not eliminate that risk. But broadening the number of projects that can afford professional audits is a structural improvement. ETH sits at $2,026 as of April 15, 2026, down 2% over 24 hours, with the Fear and Greed Index at 54, neutral. The market is not pricing this announcement as a catalyst, but it is the kind of infrastructure investment that compounds over time.